This episode is brought to you by Contentful. Marketers, you know that feeling when your creative clicks? When that social post sends engagement through the roof? When your outside-of-the-box campaign hits ROI positive? When a personalized homepage turns prospects into customers? It's utter marketing bliss. Contentful helps you create tailored omni-channel experiences without working overtime. No stress, no limits, only possibilities. Get the feels at contentful.com.
This episode is brought to you by Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.co.uk/AI-glasses.
Let me bang you.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus! No, for Jesus, people!
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's going on, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with the great one, Don Fry, one of my favorite fighters of all time. Consensus, you're every fighter's favorite fighter. You know that? I'm serious. Every single time, like guys become like children when they like grown men are always like, oh, Don Fry, Don, like their faces light up. I don't think you realize that. Was that your what? Did you think that was going to happen when you were fighting? Like you'd one day become every fighter's favorite fighter?
No, that's a hell of a compliment, man. I'll tell you, a hell of a compliment.
You must have known like at some point that, like, because the way you fought was just like, it was like, I'm going to go punch for punch. I don't give a shit. I'll fight anybody, anytime. What, four times in one night?
Only three.
Three times in one night. I mean, you must look at guys today and go, these fucking guys fight three times a year, twice. Three times a year, they're an active fighter.
Right.
I mean, three times in one night. Do you look at them and you're like, what the fuck are you complaining about?
Yeah, I wonder how they make a living, you know? I mean, because I know they're not getting paid a high dollar amount. And, you know, to fight once or twice a year, it's got to be hard to pay the bills.
Yeah, of course. What was your favorite fight out of all the fights you did?
Oh, obviously the Takayama fight, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't the first. What about the first Goodridge one?
Yeah, the first Goodridge. I think the second Goodridge one was better. You know, it was a much better fight.
Did they ever tell you, hey, listen, if you win this fight or you lose this fight, we want you to fight Severn?
Yeah, they wanted me to fight after I won the Ultimate. You know, the winner of that was supposed to fight Severn for the World Heavyweight title. And luckily I broke my hand, you know, fighting Tank Abbott. And so I didn't, you know, couldn't recover in enough time to fight him.
Did you and Dan talk about it?
No, we didn't need to.
do you think he would have been cool? I mean, you guys would have been cool with it though, right?
No, I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna hate my opponent. I got to build up a hate for him, you know, true dislike, at least. And there's nothing about Severn, you know, to dislike. He's a good guy.
I mean, you don't think that the Shamrock fight was better in some ways than the Takayama fight?
No, the buildup was, obviously, the buildup was.
But just the fact that you were able to, like, escape two fucking broken feet, and then you beat. I mean, Takayama was amazing, but Ken Shamrock was the world's most dangerous man. So
he was.
So I would honestly have to say, And no disrespect to Takayama at all, but in the rankings, the people are probably gonna put Shamrock in his prime as what, one of the top five fighters ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the fact that you beat him in his prime, that's gotta feel like, I mean, that's gotta be amazing. I mean, that's, I don't know. I just some
Yeah,
speed play.
it really makes me proud of myself, you know.
Yeah.
I can't get cocky over
You
it, you
still
know.
get cocky, but I mean, at the end of the day, man, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at my high school, you know, I'm like, I actually put on, I told my wife, I got ChatGPT and I said, Adam Greenberg, that's my real name. I go, is Adam Greenberg a good high school wrestler? And it said, like, Adam Greenberg was a four-time ring champion. He was considered, blah, blah, blah. They go, here's the caveat. It was prep school, so we don't know how to do, but he was outstanding wrestler twice. And I'm sitting there, like, with a big smile on my face, so proud of myself. Like, I just, like, and, I don't know, like, I'm, like this. And I'm like, see that? Look at that. And my wife's like, wow, that is pretty impressive. You know, she has to pretend, but you beat Ken Shamrock. So I'm fucking saying, like, that's something that probably only, like, in his prime, there's probably three people that could have beaten him in his prime. You, I think John Jones and Mark Coleman and Fedor probably. Fedor probably could have beat him in his prime.
Yeah, Severn did beat him, but that was a horrible fight, you know.
Right. I don't. Yeah. Right. Severn. I mean, there's probably only a handful of people that could say they could beat Ken Shamrock in their prime.
Right,
I mean, there's only two,
absolutely.
you know.
Ken was a monster. He really was. He's a fucking dangerous man.
Yeah.
He was a killer,
And no one even
you
knew what he was
know.
doing. No one knew what he was doing. But
Right.
that's also, it wasn't like there was this, like, all this stuff out there to, like, how to fight Ken Shamrock. And then you have, where now you have like 13 coaches that can, here's what you want to do. I mean, I don't know. You probably looked at some of those submissions and be like, where do you even train for that?
You have to go to Japan, you know, to specifically train for that
And you didn't, right?
No.
No, it's like, I don't know, man. I'm anyway, me, all right, back to the I where's Mayhem? Mayhem's supposed to come. It's like, we are, anything for you, Mayhem, we are on. Mayhem is the one. I was so tired. I was on a flight last night at midnight. I've been working three jobs. My wife isn't working. She lost her job. She quit. It was some crazy stuff went on there.
Hey, to say, wait, back up. She quit or she lost her job?
She quit her job, but it was one of
Oh.
those, but she was, it was not good what was happening at the job. So I don't know. So I'm just saying, I was for her stepping aside from the
They
job.
didn't give her covered parking.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. So anyway, I ended up having to do everyone's job, and people don't realize how fucking expensive California is. And when you got a mortgage to pay, and then you got a kid's Christian school, then you have, you know, two car, everything else. So now I'm having to, like, pick up. Luckily, this Greg Gutfeld writing for that show has been like a separate, has been a job. That's my job. But doing comedy on top of that, and that job doesn't start till 8 o'clock at night, and then I'm done at 3 or 4 in the morning, and then I wake up again to do the monologue again in the morning. So I'm just having to. So then I flew in last night to Florida to do two shows from LA. Took two flights. Did the monologue on the flight, and I was like, guys, listen, I'm fucking dead. I'm dead. I just got to the hotel at noon. And my whole thing is, a lot of times your room isn't ready. So what I do
Yeah.
is I just annoy everyone in the hallway that's checking in. And I, hey, what are you in for? Or I start making obnoxious phone calls, like, oh, really? You think you really you got the blah, 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 blah. And then just do something of like, I can't believe you got a colonoscopy. How was it? How'd your ass feel? And then all of a sudden the room opens.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna get some sleep. And Mayhem's like, no, we're fucking doing it. We're doing a show. And you know, Mayhem is a great motivator, but then he doesn't
Yeah.
show up. So then he motivated me. It's like someone who motivates you to run a marathon, and then they just sit there. But I think this is him right now. So, but it's crazy getting to actually talk on the podcast, which is nice for a second. So here we are with Jason Mayhem Miller. I was saying, Jason,
No.
I was gonna push this because I'm so fucking dead, and you were like, "No, we're fucking doing this," all caps. And then
Yeah, and I was on 3 minutes or no, 1 minute early. Okay,
yeah.
I exaggerated 3 minutes early, but I was 1 minute early, and I got on there and a cast of zero.
No, I hear you.
Looking at the Zoom background. Now this one step up above it is you looking decrepit in an Idaho hotel room.
Naples, Florida. John Fry actually has great Wi-Fi. We were talking about how he said he's the most proud of the Takayama fight, which obviously the greatest fight ever, but he's probably one of five people that could have ever beaten Ken Shamrock in his prime. Right?
Let me tell you, are you talking about Don Fry, the bad man? You just go on that diatribe while you're in the middle of talking about one of the greatest moments in combat sports history?
But I was thinking, who could have beaten Ken Shamrock? Fedor, maybe in his prime. Fedor could have beaten him. Don Coleman, Mark Coleman. And I'm not talking about Kimbo Slice Ken Shamrock. I'm talking about prime Ken Shamrock. Who else do you think could have beaten him in his prime? John Jones, maybe?
Nobody, maybe. Yeah, poke him in the eye, though. Hey, how's my Wi-Fi? Is my Wi-Fi shitty?
Your Wi-Fi is good. It's okay.
Oh, okay. I was about to go to another room, but all right.
So I had a show on the night before. For some reason, I'm always on this show in Santa Monica, and they have a furry comic. The guy's a hyena, and he goes on stage in a hyena costume, dressed up as a furry. And there's always one furry in the crowd that's like his biggest fan. So the guy's on stage, and he's a funny guy, but there's an Asian girl has a dog in the front row. Like, and the dog is just staring at the furry. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, no one tells me about this. Why is this animal talking? You know, it's like a little Pomeranian. I'm like, is nobody seeing this? Like, am I? And then the furry goes backstage, and he's a nice guy. Once again, I think it was Adriano or Adrian. And then someone.
Wait, are you saying he was a good boy?
He was a good boy. And I made a joke about the Asian girl with her dog. I'm like, oh, you're bringing her to dinner with you. And she was laughing her ass off. So, I pointed out that no one even said there's a dog with a furry. And the guy backstage, so he's a hyena, but someone called him a coyote. A comic was like, hey, how much is the coyote costume? And he was like, oh, hey, don't miss species me. He said it tongue in cheek, but.
I'm so sick of these African plains animals being so woke.
How do we get here?
I don't know, dude. I think it's when they started putting litter boxes in the junior highs. You know what I mean? The misinformation campaign must have came from Russia. You know what I mean?
But then he told me that because he was explaining to me the whole furry culture, and he thanked me for being an ally to the furry community. He hit me up afterwards. Thank you. Thanks for being an ally.
I don't know. I have a dark connection to the furry community. I met both of those guys. They did the furry murders. I did.
What?
I met both of them. Yep.
What were the furry murders?
Buddy, some guys with furries, mind you, okay, the kind with the exactly as you're describing, they did some type of plot and shotgunned everybody in the house except the children. And so it's like a weird thing where like they accused that one side of being PDF files.
Yeah.
And the team with the shotgun caused a lot of math. You get what I'm saying?
They weren't good service animals, what he was trying to call.
They should be. They might be put down, but instead they're just going to live their days out at the shelter.
Don, anything you want to contribute to this?
I'm just amazed, you know, that Mayhem Miller comes on and we start talking about furries murdering people, you know? Somehow it just doesn't surprise me.
What can I say? I interviewed both of the gentlemen.
Next thing you know, it's going to be about fucking midgets masturbating on each other's heads, you know, going down the sidewalk.
You guys are begging me to talk about the fight circus this past weekend.
What was tell me about the fight circus, please.
Yes. Okay, because the little people abound.
My ex-girlfriend's a ring girl there. A girl I dated, Emily, back in the day. She was there, but go on. You know her?
Bless her heart. She's one of the most talented ring guard girls I've ever seen.
All right, go on.
Okay, Fight Circus has been called the brainchild of Mayhem Miller.
Yes.
Because I pitched that show out in Thailand to John Nutt, who marvelously made it reality. He,
right.
You know, while I was going and doing my time, he did his time working his way through Southeast Asia onto Fox Sports Net out there. Like, a normal part of Asian culture is the fight circuit. And so now we're here, Las Vegas shows up, and the whole party comes with them. You know, that was a night of martial arts extravaganza. Oh,
but explain to us, because right now I feel like we're not doing it justice. What?
I'm just doing a little ceremony here, a little pomp, okay? So put some fanfare on it, but you just want to rush again.
Right?
Doing a little bit of more massaging about it, because the dancing girls were a part of it.
Okay.
Blockchain was the star of it, because
poor man.
Number one boys show fighter. But the moment of the night that took the cake was an impromptu rehash of the Don Fry Takayama fight, where these guys just clubbed and they gave each other the business. It wasn't quite a Don Fry amount of time, but it was a good stretch. They gave each other the business, but and man, it was beautiful. Everyone recognized the meme and we all went wild.
Now, who is Blob Tang?
So, Blob Tang is the 69th wonder of the world.
Okay.
He's a fat bastard, you know what I mean? Because he took up all the other 50, you know what I mean? 50 some odd, right? He is a fisherman from Thailand who has a blood feud with the dude named Chicken Man, who,
of course.
They knew each other when they were kids. They hate each other. They hate each other. They will have rematch after rematch after rematch, because they just boyhood. I don't know. It's like that Squid Game, except in Thailand.
Right. Okay. So he's like a talented fighter.
Yes, both guys are, but they're kind of like older. Like, they let themselves get out of shape. And Blob Tang is fucking 500 pounds, bro.
Kicks
like a ballerina.
Wow.
Kicks beautiful. The style, the martial arts is still within the fat friend. He's like what I like to call, and I know you've seen it as a coach and some of those kids, fatletic.
Right. Now, what were you doing?
DC.
What were you doing at this place? So what was your job?
Listen, there was a point in the night where I had to work, you know, kind of the security angle on this thing, because these two laboo-boos during the natural progression of the face slap contest.
Yeah.
Ultimate dick kicking. Okay. The two guys from Jackass ultimately dick kicked each other. I think Dana's going to buy it. It's going to be $1 billion.
Don, he's not even kidding. It's these two guys facing each other, just kicking each other in the dicks over and over again until someone goes down. Now, was there any cup involved or protection or?
Oh, God. I gave him a swipe underneath, prison swipe, before I let him in.
Right.
So that was my main. But
in the dick or in the balls.
So let me just share this moment with me, Don, because as the dick kicking contest unfurled, I was watching closely. There's a pink laboo-boo and a blue laboo-boo. Giant life-size laboo-boo.
Don has no idea what a laboo-boo is, by the way.
Think of if you did a bunch of LSD and then saw a rabbit with a naked face. That's a laboo-boo. Okay. Now, these two laboo-boos, after the ultimate dick-kicking contest stopped, got into it, started rumbling. The pink laboo-boo, you could tell, like, was over it, like, stopped cosplaying, snatched its head off, and hit the laboo-boo in the face. The pink laboo-boo was Gabby Garcia.
Oh, come on.
Buddy, she hits the blue laboo-boo with, like, a 16-piece combo. Sets it boiling over to the ropes. His head flies off. Crisis Mayhem Miller. Whole crowd erupted.
But you were a laboo-boo? You were one of the laboo-boos? Do you fight Gabby Garcia?
I got my ass whooped.
What do you mean? Did you actually?
Listen, I tried to give her the business, but hey, the minute that she hit me, my laboo-boo head turned sideways and she hit me with a 6-piece combo.
Oh, wait, with no helmet or no? Like, was
Well, she had no helmet, bro. She fucking.
But I'm saying, but was your helmet off or no?
No, bro.
So you lost a boxing match. You lost a boxing match to Gabby Garcia last weekend?
Listen, I don't know what the rules were. I think it was Muay Thai, because she definitely hit me with the art of eight.
Oh, my. I mean, she fucking. She's the one girl I think that would do well. Well, I don't think she'd do well against.
Bro, I'm gonna tell
I
you,
don't know. She would. She could beat a lot of
bro,
guys.
she's a professional. She's ready to work with. She's hilarious, bro. My sister, bro, like similar vibes as my
Yeah.
sister. Yeah.
So she hit you 8 times with the helmet on. You took off your helmet. It's
I took
Minnesota.
my helmet off and had
How
like a
many
big,
people are in the crowd?
oh, bro, thousands. Like, the first night was like, first night was a big stunt. Like, I hit my mark way different. The second night, man, 2,000, 3,000 people.
It
It was
was
like,
2 nights. It was 2 nights of this.
yeah. See, the first night was rough. I'll tell you the truth, because man, the commission was on our ass. Like, they were like worried that we're gonna do some betting or something. They were like after us, you know what I mean? Because I think, because
Right,
Thailand.
did you did Gabby did you kick Gabby back? Did you take her down? Did you?
Nah. Bro, listen, next time she'll get some business from me, okay? But this time she got off easy. She beat the hell out of me. But
Wow.
it was a fun, man, it was a fun spot, man. I'm telling you what, it was like one of the best productions I've been involved in. Maybe since Here Comes a Boom or Bully Beatdown days, like, high dollar production value. It was a real Vegas show, man.
Good for you, man. Well, I'm happy that you're involved. Just, I feel like this has Mayhem Miller written all over it. I
I
don't know
know.
anybody to be
Well,
more
because
perfect.
I've written all over it myself.
Now, Don, you know how like Chuck Webner had to fight a bear at one point? What was the, did anyone ever like propose something to you? Like, hey, you want to fight a tiger or a bear or anything?
I got never happened.
That never happened. Okay.
You don't remember? You don't remember when I was going straight maniac? I was like trying to find a bear to fight. You don't remember that?
You know what? For a while, I like blocked you on all social media.
You didn't take my tweet seriously?
So I kind of like you kind of drove me crazy for a while, Jason. I have to say, like, my wife even said that no one has ever affected me like you did, to the point where like I saw something so good become so bad.
Oh, but she doesn't know about MJ.
Oh God, no! But you, but so that's why I'm so proud of you today, for that. So I'm saying now I had chosen. By the way, it was a rough week. My one of our chickens passed away. We have 7 chickens in the house, and one of them, Bree's like, I think our chicken might be sick. We look over, it was like on its side. It was delivering an egg, and it got stuck in it in its thing, and then we had to.
Bro, you can, yo, we're grown-ups. We can hear the word cloaca.
Cloaca, right? I forgot the name of it. And so we had to put it in the bathtub, and that's when the egg came flying out. But the chicken was just in bad shape, and I had like a little worm in it, like a little, like I had to hold it while it threw up, and I was like, do it died in my arms. It just fucking croaked, and oh God. So then my daughter comes home, and I gotta, none of the worst things is having to tell a kid, your kid, that her, the pet, one of their pets died, you know, because
Yeah.
there's really no way to tell a kid. You know, especially a 7-year-old. So, you know, hey, Violet, you know, really sorry what happened. You know, listen, you know, her name is Tiger, passed away. No, why? How can you let that happen? No, I did not let it happen. I tried, take it to the vet. I'm like, fix it. Let me see. Yeah, it was just, oh God. It was, and when your kids, so then, you know, my
The
wife,
baby is young for this, yeah.
she's like, well, right now it's laying eggs for Jesus, which I thought was a sweet. You know, a sweet visual, but why wouldn't Jesus have enough eggs? I don't know if it seemed like it would, anyway.
Wait, so are you, what, so you guys having General Tso's tonight then?
No, we're not having general souls, but yeah, that was rough. Having to explain to a kid that their pet died is the fucking, there's no, I don't know if there's a right way to do it. You just have to just be, you just have to be, you know, so that was.
Chicken burritos or
I'll tell you what you don't want to do, which we did last time, was when a cat passed away. I got another cat right away, and that's the mistake, is to
why?
get, because you're not thinking straight, and you probably need some time. And then this cat was a psycho that tried to like claw my dog's eyes out, and then I had to get another home for it because it was tricking my puppy into putting the head under the thing so it could swipe the. Yeah, dude, it's a we have 17 pets in my house. Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans, you have fun, you take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks. that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events, all right? They have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price, to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat view, so you don't not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot, whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
Yeah, so, yeah. I understand that. What's going on? Is there a farm? Like, I don't get it. Like, to me, I'm like, all of your problems are self-created by buying more animals.
Well, we have five bunnies. The bunny we got because we were at the park, and this bunny came up to us and was following us. Someone dumped the bunny there, so then we took it. And then everyone's like, you have to get another bunny to make you feel better. Now we have three bunnies. Then people are just dropping off their bullied bunnies at my house. And then my wife,
so you're asking for this, like you're.
Yeah, my wife goes to get bunny food, and all of a sudden she's like, "I'm gonna pick up a chicken at the bunny food place." So then we have four chickens, and then someone's like, "Hey, we're moving, and we can't take chickens. Can you take our three chickens for the year?" Now we have seven chickens, and then next door, a fucking cartel casino moved in 2 days, 2 hours down, where they were
like, "All this cocaine for us," and now you got 10 bundles of cocaine.
People are walking in with fucking wads of cash, and yeah, they're running guns over there and prostitution. So my wife gets a Great Pyrenees and to protect us. So now this fucking thing is 190 pounds. And then it bit my other dog because they were playing. So I had to go to the vet.
Better eat.
Anyway, so all right. Fights last week. You guys see the fights last week at all?
Wait. Before you go on, let's just appreciate that you just went on a 10-minute rant about how much animals you had and didn't let me or Don talk shit to you about it at all. You just moved right up. Hey, do you guys see it? The fight's last? No, motherfucker.
I felt like I was boring everyone.
Bro.
I felt like I was boring everybody. And I knew all. I knew a lot of your
You're
jokes.
My mind, bro.
All right. Brendan Allen, RDR. Do you see it?
Yeah. No.
The guy quit. What? Why did he quit?
Quick recap. So the guy that was like RDR, kind of the favorite, I guess he's done this before where if he's the hammer, he's going to win. If he's the nail, not so much. So he wins the first round. The other guy out grapples him. The next two rounds is basically on top of him going for submissions. Fourth round, the guy can't get off the stool, basically, and his corner threw in a towel due to exhaustion, maybe. So yeah, I don't know.
You said you've done this before, right?
Yes. No. Yeah.
If a guy doesn't have like heart like that, you know, if he doesn't like have the dog in him, then you know.
But you're the main event. You're the main event, and you don't get off your stool.
Listen, but you gotta get off. Yeah, but I've been there. Like, listen, you got to get off and take it on your shield. You know what I mean? Like, die on your sword. Because that's just how it is, the fight sport. You know, we don't.
You never had a guy throw in the towel because you were tired.
Now you're tarnished. Like, you know what I mean? We all sat on that stool tired. Come on.
You've never done that. You would never do that.
I'm saying in life. get back up.
You know, in life, you've never done that.
Hey, look, if your job is comedian and you sit down after a shitty set where some fucking laboo-boo heckles you, right? Then okay. You're not gonna get back up. Look,
Of course I am. Because I always tell myself, what would I tell my kid? What would I say to my kid? Would I tell my kid to fucking sit there and no, like that fucking Rocky speech. It's not how many times you get hit, you gotta keep moving. That's how winning is done. That's what I tell. And bam, you've been arrested more times than fucking everybody, and sitting there fucking throwing punches right now. I mean, Don, would you ever have a guy throwing a towel? You would have taken that towel and wiped your fucking ass with it and threw it back.
Yeah, I wouldn't have that. There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, so that was one fight. The next fight, a weird fight, was so Matt Steamroller Frivola against Kyle Nelson. So first round, he's on his back. The other guy's like basically just punching him in the face, and it's like 4 seconds left. The ref calls it, right? The ref thought, and then all of a sudden, they let the fight continue in the second round. The ref said he thought he heard the horn, and that's why he stopped it. And then they continued. It was crazy. Like,
well, look, I don't know what ref that was, but, you know.
Dan Mergliotta.
The fight was.
It was in Canada. It was Dan Mergliotta. Yeah, that was.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, it was one of those Canadians saying, "Hey."
Yeah, there was some good fights. Now,
Mergliotta, that seemed like his blood pressure's up a little too high. You know what I mean? Like right. Maybe, you know, he's getting like squeezing on the hair trigger. Like 10 seconds is 10 seconds. You know, you hear the pop, pop, pop. You hear that clacker, and you have to, you know. 10 seconds is gone. 4 seconds is a big jump. You know, this guy's, I know.
He's had something weird. Then there was a guy from Mongolia who was Korean. He spoke Korean. And they asked, he didn't have a translator. So they asked a Chinese guy in his corner what he was saying. And the guy's like, "Oh, I'm Chinese and he's Korean, but I'll do
That may have been in Canada, but that's the most American thing I ever heard.
The guy literally said, "I'm Chinese." And then you could tell the Korean guy knew what he was saying because he was laughing. Like, he actually laughed at that. Like, it was basically all Asian people. Someone thinks all Asian people look alike. It was so fucking weird. That was actually kind of funny. That was kind of funny. Now, we got to talk about a lot of things, but Israel Adesanya. Have you seen what's going on with him on Instagram or Twitter?
No. Let me know. What?
No, I like Israel Adesanya. I hung out with him in New Zealand. The guy couldn't have been nicer. Took us out for dinner. Came to the show. Cool as shit. I don't know what he's thinking. For some reason, he makes a video where he says, "Oh, this is called the Kirk shot, or the Charlie Kirk shot." And then he goes, "Look at," and it has a bullet next to it. And it was like a joke he was making, I guess. And it was like, what? Why? Like
well, I don't get the joke. I don't get the joke, but I don't, and I can't say why. Like, why? You know what I mean? Why are you going to make fun of a dude getting killed? You know, I don't get it.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know how many people are, I don't know. It was just strange.
Here's the thing is that it's all Charlie was a lightning rod, and his whole deal was, arguing with people. And right. So now he's dead, he can't argue back. So it's kind of like weak sauce. So I get it. He was arguing with everybody when he was alive. And that, okay, that's fine. It's fair game to argue with the man because that's what he wanted to do. That was his favorite. You know, that was his whole shtick was, here, I got logic, facts, and Jesus on my side, right? That was his mentality. Right. And so he did that as like a carnival show. Now, somebody took advantage of the fact that he was out there facing the public. You know, took him out.
I mean, look, that being said, that being said, I can't get mad at anyone for attempting a joke because I've attempted many, many jokes that people. I mean, literally, I didn't even know that I was on Threads. You know, you're on Instagram, and all of a sudden it goes to Threads. So yeah. I post it sometimes, and then I don't realize the different reactions I get. So I wrote a joke about, like, you know, basically I rally these Gutfeld jokes, and they use some of them, they don't use a lot of them. So I'm like, oh, but put them out, right? And I go, you know, Greta Thunberg was detained by the Israeli, blah, blah, blah. She said that she had bed bugs. So now there's a GoFundMe for the bed bugs, right? Simple joke. Dude, the amount of fucking hate I got oh, really funny to punch down, and you're making fun of a girl with autism. And I'm like, guys, like
No, what you don't get is, buddy, the algorithm has divided us into two separate and distinct. The only reason I'm aware of it is because I was out of the algorithm for a good stretch. So I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't see you guys looking at your phone and going insane. Like you guys have now everyone's like into two halves and
Yeah.
then super sensitive side and then a super, gruff side. And then it's turned into this weird thing where a joke is like blown up into that's what you really feel, and that's how you.
I mean, it's like, dude, like you punching. First of all, I don't believe in punching down. You punch everybody. I don't look at people as
Even
down.
no, Greta Thunberg, look, think about it. She's trying to draw sympathy for causes. That's her whole deal. That's her strategy for making it in this world. Okay. Our strategy is to talk shit and like make it funny. Like, okay, so those two are like opposite of one another. She's going, hey guys, I'm selfless. Look at this. I'm trying my best to. Now, is she? No. But even Mother Teresa was on the take. Like,
Right, right, right. Of course. I'm just like, listen, the older I get, the more I realize I didn't realize the genius of Patrice O'Neal
I
when I
did. I
was.
met the man. I did. Yeah.
I always thought he was a funny comic, but there were things that he was so ahead of his time for. He would always defend like the other, like the team that you didn't expect him to just like defend. Like when Don Imus made the joke about the, oh, bunch of nappy-headed hoes, and everyone's like, he
And
defended Don Imus. He was like, fuck you. If you're making, I want to be able to make jokes about you so you can make jokes about me. And he's like, and nothing's off limit. And he goes, I'm a victim, Patricio, I'm a victim. I have diabetes. And I'm like, dude, back at the time, I didn't realize he saw where this was going.
yeah, you water buffalo, rest in peace.
But I didn't see where this was going. It's like you don't see that. Like now I do. I see, no, don't.
No, it wasn't natural, dude. It wasn't natural. It was hyper exacerbated by a little TIOC. You know what I'm saying? TIOC. So I'm trying not to, you know what I mean? You know who they are, right? It's some ass people, right? And look, the whole algorithm got shifted, and boys can be girls, it's fine. And you should be mad at people that are had nothing to do with slavery, but are the descendants of it, okay? You should be mad at them. Yeah, they just hitted us against each other and they won. They
No,
win.
and that's the thing. I'm just like, dude, as far as that's why I Israel Adesanya, did I like the joke? No. Did I think it was poor taste? Sure. Do I think he should be canceled? No. Am I mad at him? No, because he was attempting a joke. It wasn't a good joke, but he's attempting a joke. Now, I watched that thing that you told me to watch where you got mad at your friend for getting bullied by David Lucas. And while I was watching it, your buddy, who's like super funny, the young kid who, the guy
My
who,
is not my friend.
okay, that kid.
He
And I
ruined the show. He came on my show. He ruined the whole thing. I got like 22 minutes of usable footage. He like wrecked the whole place, bro. And listen, yeah, he can come back, but I'm gonna be on guard next time.
okay, well, I watched David Lucas with him, and now I realize your issue with David Lucas because it was.
That guy, what are you gonna do, bro? Yeah, you cannot be funny, so you're just gonna be mean to the guy.
Yeah, it was when he put his hand up his ass and he's like, when he's like, smell my asshole and shit. I was like, that's.
Not funny. It's like, make it funny, dog. I mean, to him, maybe it was funny, but it's just like,
I
I
mean,
got.
you're but if you're a 300-pound guy, and the other kid's a 17-year-old kid, and you're putting your hand in your ass and going,
Buddy,
smell my, I'm just.
18, 19, a grown man, any age is not the age to put shit smell in your face.
Right, but especially a guy that can't defend himself,
Hey, that was the point. That's the point. That's the point I was making. Is he only doing that because he's a little wimpy dude, And look,
I mean,
maybe I should.
can you imagine Don Fry, or he put tried to put shit in your face, like how bad that would have went? You might have either laughed and walked out of there because you knew that you were gonna go back to jail,
I don't
or
know. boldness of which that I would like arm drag him inside. I might. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. You know, I don't know. There's a certain level a man can be pushed to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why they do prank shows like really carefully with carefully curated guys. I always thought about like, what if Ashton Kutcher pranked 50 Cent and 50 Cent just started busting out at him?
I couldn't imagine. I mean, I would have that would that might have been. And then if I'm on a jury or if I'm a judge, and I go, listen, you know, Mayhem Miller, you know, you did this, that, and this. All right, so some guy took his asshole, his hand in his ass, and put it in your face. How in my right mind am I going to say, all right, you have to do a year? Like
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a judge.
a county lid on that poop beatdown you just put on Lucas. Yeah, I don't know, man. That would be a nightmare. I'll do that time stand on my head.
It's like that. There's a guy, I think in Arizona, Don, right? Or somewhere where a guy like raped his daughter and he shot the guy that raped his daughter. And now he's running for mayor of the
Well,
town.
good. I'd vote for him.
Right. That's what everyone says. Like literally everyone.
Your tape parade, huh? Oh.
Like literally every single person is like, yeah, like that. I would absolutely vote for that guy. I don't even know any other of his policies. Like, you're like
Well, we know one of his policies.
Yeah, one
He is.
the most important policy is correct.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, he's for the death penalty, but he's pro-life. It's weird.
Oh my God. So Sean Strickland tweeted out yesterday, it's only okay to be fat if you're retarded or disabled.
What a mean son of a bitch, man. Listen here. That wouldn't fly around here in TikTok land.
like, I mean, why it's only okay to be fat if you're I mean, I would there's got to be other ways you could be fat. I mean,
Why? Hey, you know what? I just figured it out right now. Because 240 Sean was the last Sean that I saw on the Instagram. And
yeah.
I guarantee he's cutting weight right now. So
Oh, man.
he's so sick of dieting and he's so mad at everyone for being able to eat whatever they want that he right now is manifesting that into angry tweets.
Yeah, no,
I
are you guys following political
go.
fights this weekend? I know you guys have to go.
I'm Don Fry's pistol in his belly right now, which actually is than normal. Don Fry, bro, you look like Yosemite Sam came to life in AI slop.
Please do not shoot off your dick, by the way.
Hope you got
By the
it.
way, good news. I got good news about I don't want to talk about it, but I got some good news for all of us coming up. Really good news.
Well, get I gotta get out of here.
All right, real quick. Have you guys seen the Sam Alvey versus the internet TikTok videos that are going on?
Oh, man.
All right, so there's quick, real quick. There's a guy on TikTok that says he's the best fighter in the world. He's the GOAT.
All
And he
right.
says, I will fight anybody.
The greatest fighter in the
Hold
world.
on, I'll see if I can find him.
John
So
Medvedev.
Sam right now has a 17-part TikTok series where he wants to fight this guy.
Saw that, but I wanted to delve into it. Go ahead.
All right, so here's Sam Alvey versus the TikTok guy. This is the best thing on the internet by 100. So if any of our fans like what we like and you want to be entertained, th this is this. I don't think you're gonna get much better than this. All right, so
I'm the greatest fighter in the world.
well, hello, John. That is quite the claim you've made.
No worries about law enforcement arresting for any harm that I may cause. I'll step in the octagon anyway.
Challenge accepted.
I'll step in that octagon. Nobody's going to stand against me.
What's the over under? He trips on the way in.
It's going to be a bloodbath for whoever can ride along. You may laugh, you may squander.
I'm 90% sure that's not the word you're looking for.
You may sit there and ponder. Anybody want to go?
I'm in.
I'll accept the challenge, and I promise you, money on the books.
I tell you what, brother, I will offer you the same deal I offer everyone on the internet. You fly to Nashville, you meet me at my gym, you last two rounds, I will buy dinner from Chili's and a flight home. You don't have to win, you just gotta not fall over.
Your ass don't need that dirt. You're gonna grab me and you're gonna feel what a real man feels like.
I'm rethinking this offer.
We're back 30 minutes later, guns turn to shoot. Play the love. We're gonna go straight to the octagon. We're gonna go straight to the octagon.
I find it ironic that you're saying straight to the octagon.
It's a joke. Challenge. Nah, it is what it is.
I honestly, God, don't know what that means.
I stand strong. I stand strong.
Yeah, you do. Look at those delts all popped out. You're like a peacock. We gotta let you fly.
An eagle is my spirit animal, not people.
What did you just do with your tongue?
Relate to it when it comes to inner strength.
What do you relate to when it comes to outer strength?
You know, most people die by age 40 because their beak becomes brittle and frail. And the claws become dull, no longer good for hunting. Because they fly up to the mountain and they grind their beaks down and a new beak grows. They use that new beak to pluck out the claws and the new claws grow. Sharp talon, ready to kill.
All right, Chief Running with Scissors. You don't need to sell yourself anymore. I'm in.
So this goes on. There's 18 of these now. Eight.
Oh, bro, Albie is the comedy writer of our generation, huh? That's fun.
Oh, this is the greatest.
It's about time.
No. So this is now Dan Henderson is now the sponsor for this fight. He's now
Right.
involved. They're fighting November 4th at Hendo's gym at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's 17 of these videos, by the way. And the guy's training, he's moving shit. Sam is critiquing his training. They go back and forth. Strickland is somehow involved. It's the Now, talk to me, Jason. Is this guy on drugs?
Yeah, 100% without a doubt. You know what? Piss in this cup, we don't care. Throw it out the window.
Has anyone ever told this guy this is a bad idea?
And this guy was prime bully beat down candidate material. This guy would totally. And in fact, honestly, will you get to Hendo for me and tell him, hey, I'll host the whole thing like bully beat down, and
Oh,
we'll
please. Oh, 100%. 100%.
be
But
good for me.
I have so many questions about this guy because Prime Bully Beatdown, he's never had a fight, I don't think. What if he wins? Why is there a fucking
I'll be shocked. Hendo will be shocked. Hey, I'm goddamn if Sam Albie will be shocked. So,
Can you imagine if he actually
I think Albie will fucking, you know what I mean? Like, don't respect if he gets him. He'll be like, goddamn, all right. You know what?
Prime
Fucking,
Bully
you
Beatdown. This
know,
is exactly Prime Bully Beatdown.
I mean, listen, I never seen old fucking Cletus move. And to be honest, he looked like goddamn AI slop. To me, there's something uncanny valley about his mouth. I think Sam Alvey might be getting catfished. That guy's not even a real person.
No one thinks he's going to show up, but now I feel like he has to show up. This guy, his name is John.
Well, yeah, man, what the hell? You're telling me they lie on TikTok?
Well, I know you got to go.
Why do they lie?
I love you, man. And thank you for pushing me to do this today because I'm literally in tears.
Welcome.
So
Appreciate it. Thanks
thank
for having
you.
me.
And I'm around all next week. Let's do something together next week. I fucking love you, Jason.
Dude, I'll see you later.
Take care.